Okay, so let's start another talk. I'm Adam, and I work for at MySQL. And together we are developing Boost Geometry, a library for geometrical computing used by MySQL to do GIS stuff. So we are part of Boost's ecosystem, so we adapt their principles, like we're header-only library. We tend to focus on performance. We use modern C++. We tend to do things in compile time instead of runtime, and so on. And Boost Geometry allows you to use vector data and perform algorithms on this vector data. It also contains spatial index to speed things up, and now projections. I started. It was a public demand. So current version is 171, documentation, mailing list, and GitHub displayed. We have vibrant development team. Any contributions are welcome. We are participating in Google Summer of Code, so if you want to contribute, then please. Here are some algorithms, examples of algorithms implemented in Boost Geometry. If you know OGC standard, then you know the algorithms. And here is Hello World calculating the distance between my home city and Bucharest. And this distance is calculated in geographic coordinate systems in WGS84 by default. So we like to be as expressive as possible. So first here, or maybe I'll use the cursor. So here we are creating a point, which is 2D in geographic coordinate system, and coordinates are in degrees. And the data type is double, because you can, in Boost Geometry, you can use whatever coordinate type you like. And then two points are created, and function is called. And I'll be comparing with Proch 4, which is state of the art. I used 5.2 for the comparison and benchmarks, and the current version is 6.1.1, which changes things severely. So, what are the differences? Work on projections in Boost Geometry was started by Barend Garros, which is the original author. The code is based on Proch 4, so it basically works more or less like Proch 4, but it was severely redesigned in order to make it more, let's say, C++ friendly. And I'm not talking about the interfaces, but the internals. Cons are that there are less transformation than in the more recent approach. It's 2D only, there is no pipelines. There are, of course, no Proch 6 features. On the other hand, it's more, let's say, C++ friendly or Boost friendly, that it's header only, there are no additional requirements, there are no environments, variables used under the hood. It's faster. I'll show it later. And the error handling is done differently. It's based on exceptions, so we don't store this global error code, which makes the library thread safe, let's say. During the talk, I'll be using this data. So here's the here are the vectors I'm using. There will be three examples, one with Poland and Romania, and one with New Jersey. New Jersey I'm using because it's one of the last non-deprecated EPSG codes using NAD grids. So here is Poland and Romania in EPSG 4326, which is the native data of this file I shown. And I will be transforming into conformant project, using conformant projection to EPSG 3034. So first, this is how we will do it in Proj 4. This is Proj 4 interface, so two Proj 4 strings and PJ transform to transform a list of coordinates. And the coordinates are interleaved x, y in the vector. This is, as far as I understand, you do it in Proj 5, where you'd pass PJ coordinates, which are up to 2 to 4 dimensional coordinates. And Boost geometry, the most basic interface in Boost geometry is not very different. Oh, first, note about the expressiveness. In Boost geometry, it's possible to express various ODC primitives in the code, like points, line string, and multi-line strings. So here we have geographic ones and Cartesian ones. So the point type defines the coordinate systems at compile time. So here's the difference, right? Geographic in degrees and Cartesian. And all of the derived types share this coordinate system. So here is how we would perform the transformation in Boost geometry, which is more or less like Proj 4. First you have, you define your geographic multi-line string, create transformation object, passing source and destination transformation parameters, and you're performing forward transformation. And that's it. But since we are in C++ environment, maybe you don't want to create strings because you probably have parameters already in your code. Oh, but this will be another example. So in this example, I'm using different projection. That one was conformant. This will be equal area. So here it looks similar, right? Two Proj 4 strings. And another possibility is to pass parameters directly from C++, which is similar. And the interface was based on Boost program options. Names of parameters are the same, so it's similar to Proj 4. But it allows you to omit string parsing and string formation and string parsing on the side of library, which is faster. And if you know the what transformation you'll be using at compile time, so for instance, you're writing a very specific application doing very specific thing, and only that and you want to be as fast as possible, then you'll probably want to do it at compile time. And it's also possible, also with transformation object. So basically, here you're creating two types, and only filling the runtime values that are needed. But if you don't care about that, you can simply pass EPSG codes, and that will create transformation for you. The upper one is that the EPSG code is passed in the runtime, and the below one is passed at compile time. Now the third example, as I said here, I wanted to show you how to use NAD grids. It's different than in Proj, which loads grids automatically under the hood from directory specified in environmental variable. In Boost Geometry, if you do something like this, the grids won't be used at all, so even if they're defined in the parameters. So this call will be the fastest, the transformation will be the fastest, the grids won't be, they even won't be parsed, I think. Yes. If you want to pass grids, you have to do it by yourself. And we want to be as want to give the programmer the flexibility to store the grids whatever he likes, whenever he likes, load them however he likes. So we provide this additional class, which is grid storage, which takes stream policy and grids definition. If a stream policy defines how to load the grids, because maybe you don't want to load them from disk, maybe you want to load them from somewhere else, maybe you want to define the path somehow. So this allows you to do it. And the second parameter tells the library how to synchronize the grids in case you wanted to do transformation in multiple threads. So the rest is the same. And with this object, you also have the control where the grids are actually stored, how they are stored in memory, and where they are removed from memory, so where they are destroyed. So in order to use grids, you have to put this grid storage somewhere and then initialize grids for your specific projection and pass the grids manually. So this example shows how to perform projection in one thread. If you want to use several threads, the only difference is that you're passing shared grids. And shared grids are using Boost thread for synchronization. So here's an example how to perform the transformation in two threads and wait for both threads to end. But if you don't want to rely on Boost threads, you don't want to have this dependency and have a compiler supporting C++ well, 14, then you can use standard threads and standard synchronization. So you have to include a different header, pass a different type, and you are free to go. The code looks exactly the same. And here are some benchmarks. I'm showing the time of construction of projection, and below is the transformation itself. So this benchmark is for the first example. As you can see, the construction is a lot faster with when you don't have to parse strings. And because it's possible to, because it's Hadron library and because it was severely redesigned, it allows the compiler to perform transformation faster than Proj 4, because the compiler is able to optimize and this makes things a lot faster. It's the same story with another projection. Yes, I'm not entirely sure what happens here. I also tried Proj 6, but the comparison would be unreliable because it does things entirely differently, searches the definition in a database, so it takes a lot longer to create. And the time of execution is still slightly slower than Proj 4. So I just omitted Proj 6 here. Yes, and it's it's basically the same for all cases. With NAD grids, I think the difference is even more. It's more or less two times faster. And how it behaves in multiple threads, so some charts. These are times of the same work divided into multiple threads, how they are scaling with threads, with number of threads. Right, so Proj 4 is black and Boost geometry using Boost synchronization or STD standard synchronization is red. So there's no difference actually between Boost geometry between Boost thread and STD. And different machine and different compiler. Now with Proj 5. Also Clang. So yes, that would be it. And we also have this extension, which you can use with Visual Studio to visualize your variables at debug time when you're debugging in Visual Studio. Okay, thank you. Yes, if there are any questions.
What kind of threads are you using for Proj 4 and Proj 5 benchmarks?
Standard ones. So it's C++11 STD thread.
Sorry, is the code available on GitHub?
Yes. Yes, of course. Like bottom line. So yeah, you can test it.
Do you have any interest from any of the C projects to use this library? Or have you tried to get other people using it? Let's say especially Map Server, but the other programs relying on C and C++?
No, we didn't try to reach anyone. I don't know well enough about map server to suggest if it would be a good fit or not. But my understanding is that map server lives in a specific ecosystem which already have already have everything it needs. Maybe because from other libraries' point of view, like Proj 4, for instance, the functionality here is duplicated. So I guess it depends on what aspects of development you would like to put focus on. If you tend to perform, if you tend to care about performance more, or maybe about modern C++, or about features, or accuracy, right? Then you would pick one or the other.
Any more questions? Are you really, really hungry?
Okay, so I just like to thank Adam and wish you a pleasant lunchtime. So see you in the afternoon. Thank you all for coming.